Well, Chris Kelly, you were just telling us that you and your daughter had quite an eventful evening last night. What exactly happened?
She had an indoor track meet yesterday. And the place that houses this is about 45 to 50 minutes from our home, okay? And she's had a few of these, you know. And this was her first one in the new year. She has, okay. And so she had told us, all right, we have an indoor track meet. You know, I've got to do it. We don't like her driving there herself because it's on an incredibly busy road at rush hour. You know, it's on I-40. And it's like, last time, you know, anytime we drive over there, it's like, man, this is pretty tough. She's only had her license 5 months. All right.
There's something about I-40, too. I hate driving on it. I know. As an adult, I was on it yesterday.
Yeah.
Piece of wood just come flying off the truck, explodes in the road. I mean, it's just like, it's always busy and something is always happening.
Of course, of course. So she has this.
And they don't ride the bus as a team.
They can, but when she gets back to the school, it will be 9 o'clock, and she's not supposed to drive after 9 because her license, she doesn't have her nines off. And we have not budged on that.
I thought there were exemptions.
There
for school activities.
Well, there are. There really are. But we worry about her when she's out after 9, her mother and I. So what we decide, we're going to the track meet. So it's like the easier thing for us to do is to
take the athlete.
She drives home. I deliver the athlete, or one of us or both of us deliver the athlete. So we had this long discussion over the weekend and last week. Like she had a meet tonight and she had one last night, indoor track meet. So we're supposed to know from her, all right, what time do you run? Because it starts at 5 o'clock, but it doesn't end until about 9, okay? And so our question to her is, what time is your event? She, in all of that 4 hours, she runs for 3.5 minutes, all right?
Okay.
That's parenting, all right?
But you're there for the duration?
Well,
or would you like to try to time it?
I try to time it.
Make it efficient.
Yes. So we've had, I can't tell you how many conferences about what's going to happen on last night.
You mean just family?
Yes, family.
Not with the coach.
Yeah. What time are you running? And she could never quite give us an answer. Also, my wife says, all right, you're going to take her to one and I'm going to take her to the other. And we'll be represented. So tonight is my wife's night. Last night was my night. So I kept trying to get an answer out of her. She's like, don't know, don't know, don't know, don't know.
Do you know if this may be an unfair question? Mm. None of us is really a track expert, but you've got an athlete in your family.
Yeah.
Are the meets held in the same order, the events?
I don't know. I mean, it
makes sense if that's how they do it.
To me, I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
here's a javelin, there's a sprinter.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a distance runner.
And they'll say, like, boys, first call for the 1,000-meter run. And all of a sudden, a couple of boys stand up, you know, and they start stretching.
Okay.
And, like, 20 minutes later, they're like, last call, and then they're out there. You know, okay. It takes forever.
I mean, to be a teen again, or you can just get up and run.
Well, okay. So this is my daughter's first one in about 6 or 7 weeks. Has she been diligently training that entire time?
No.
In fact, has she run a single step in that entire time?
No,
she has not. Okay, she's supposed to.
There's no school supervised or organized practices.
There are a few, but with the cold weather snap, you know, since they've been back in school, they have been canceling these. And this indoor thing is basically to keep her in shape until the spring. That's when we go. So yesterday she gets home from school at like 4:15. Now, I know the track meet starts at 5, but I don't know what time she runs. And I say to her, all right, what time
you're dressed and ready to go?
Well, no, I'm not. I had been drilling my pickleball drill. I had just gotten home. I just sat down with my yogurt and peanut butter to get extra protein in.
I cannot be interrupted.
This is my yogurt and peanut butter time.
And she came in and she goes, we have to go. I have to be there at 5. It was 4:50. And I... Right.
I just spit out my chupani.
That's right. So I say, we have to go right now. I mean, I just sat down. I'd been drilling with my friend James for hours. Pickleball. She goes, yes, we have to go right now. And I said, what time do you run? I don't know. I don't know. Stop bothering me. Stop asking me these questions. I said, okay.
So is she in her track uniform?
Quickly changing into the track uniform. We go. We get in the car, 4:20. We arrive, 5:05. Meet just starting. I mean, we get in there. 5:05. She comes to me. She goes, I'm running at 7:15.
2 hours, 10 minutes hence. Right.
So I sit up in the stands next to all these other parents. I did my Wordle. I did my all my stuff. I figured out my retirement plan.
I have to work for 17 more years.
Right. All of that. I sit, my back is just getting, my butt is killing me. You know, it's just so unbelievable.
Just our, metal bleachers?
Right, yeah. 7 o'clock, they say, girls, 1,000 meter, first call. So she comes to me, she hands me her phone and her duds, and she says, whatever you do, do not cheer, do not make a sound. I do not want you, anyone to know that you are here. This is the appreciation you get, you know, as a parent of a track athlete. I said, okay, I won't make a sound. So, again, I've been sitting for a little over 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Yes, the metal bleachers are just, my back, everything, terrible. She starts, she gets down there.
Do you strike up conversations with the other parents?
Yeah, a few, but they actually have, they're really interested. I mean, they're into it.
Oh. Oops.
So they shut me up, and they're watching their kids run, and those kids.
You just got your nose buried in your phone.
Yeah. The entire, well, I mean, I don't care about anything except my daughter's run that's supposed to take about 4 minutes. All right, she's running 1,000 meters, she's doing it in 4 minutes. I said, get under 4 minutes. She goes, I'll try. Now, I can't, remember, she hasn't run in 7 weeks, okay? So she gets out there. They say, last call, and I see her body language. She's kind of looking around. Everything.
But she's where she's supposed to
be. Oh, yeah, she's where she's supposed to be. Okay. Yeah. All right. On your marks. All right, gun goes off. Every time the gun goes off, and I heard it 50 times, it scares the bejesus out of me. I mean, it's right near me, and it scared me to death every time. I don't know why I didn't get used to it, but I did.
And you know you're making the guy laugh.
Oh, yeah,
he
probably.
He sees
yeah,
you probably
probably
jump every day. Yeah. Well, I'd watch this fool. Look at me.
I bet I can make him drive into the bleachers.
Yeah. So... she goes, she's got 5 laps to run. All right. She goes around the first time. I notice she's not in fine form. All right. She just doesn't look.
Is she with the pack?
Barely. I mean, I'd say she's behind the
pack. She can see the pack.
You can see the pack. All right. But the lead dog in the pack is coming back around her. You know,
oh,
she,
no. Okay. Oh, no.
So after the first lap, she looks at me and she turns. She gives me that Michael Jordan. I don't know. I don't
the
know.
Shrug gesture?
I don't know.
What am I doing here? This is what you wanted.
Right. I've sat there 2 hours. Okay, so then she runs the second lap of 5, takes herself out of the race.
No.
She's like, oh, I can't
DNF.
Do it. She goes over to the coach. They chat for about 10 minutes. I'm standing on the other side looking at her like, are you kidding me? I drove all this way. She had to be there at 5 o'clock. Her mother's at home.
One circuit. Yep.
Right at that time, my wife texts us, how did she do? I said, she didn't even finish.
Send video. Hold on, I will. That's her
right there.
Quitting.
That's right. So she came over to me after it was all done. She goes, I can't figure it out. I just don't know what happened. I just could not run that race. And I said, do you think it may have to do with the fact that your diet is poor, you don't drink enough water, and you haven't run a step in 7 weeks? And she goes, oh, no. That can, no.
No.
And, I mean, I was livid. I said, this is a waste. You just wasted my time. I've wasted 2.5 hours. The drive. Now we got a 45
minute. Now you got to drive home.
Home? I barely sat down.
Did you drive home in stony silence? Or were you lecturing the entire time?
I was lecturing.
Oh, yeah.
I was lecturing the entire time.
Yeah.
And then she
when
said.
When I was your age.
You were not going to let that just
yes,
sit.
Yes. Yes. And finally.
Kelly's don't quit. Actually, wait.
Well, we're kind of known for that. But she said to me, and she had the nerve to say to me, I have to have Bojangles at this moment.
Right there.
Oh,
that's a biggie teenage move.
She goes, I think I'm going to faint unless I get Bojangles. And I said, are you kidding me? And she goes, there's nothing at home I can eat. There's nothing at home.
No.
I said, let me make you a green salad with some grilled.
Or an omelet.
Oh, no. No, can't do it. And so I stopped at Bojangles for her and got her chicken tenders. And when she was mid-tender, I said, this is your problem right here. Mm. This is the problem. And so now she's got to go back out there tonight to do the same thing. And I just,
Same event.
Oh.
Tonight. Different group. Oh. Same. Oh, yeah. Same place. Now, tonight's my wife's turn. I said, you got her tonight. I'll be at home. You
with my peanut butter and my yogurt.
Yeah. You handled it. God, I've never. That's parenting.
That's
parenting.
That's it.
That's what parenting is. And you love them. And God. There were other people I knew there. They're like, come on to her. I said, save your breath.
She's quitting.